for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And a new format we've taken on in this 30-year anniversary all revolves around our home maintenance calendar, the first time we've put anything into a print publication. And each month we spend an entire month covering one specific topic on housing. We started at the beginning of the year. What was the first one? I don't even remember, but I know it went into termite and pest control after that. I know I've got mine in my briefcase. Doesn't do any good when it's not out. Outdoor landscaping, that's right, hardscapes. And then we went into pest control, and then for March, it was a beautiful time of the year, we went into windows, then April was outdoor living, May was garages, June was roofing, it's now July, and we turn our focus to what is top of mind for everyone right now, air conditioning. Tell you what, even in the mountains it was warm. You get outside of that pine shade canopy, standing at 800 feet elevation at 90 degrees, that's intense.
That's intense.
That's intense.
Denver was 105. You know what 105 feels like at 6,000 feet?
Ooh.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, man. So, yeah, it was hot in the White Mountains. Fortunately, you have the evenings, right?
Yes.
Get down in the high 60s.
Yes.
It was awful nice. But it was warm during the day.
It
really
was
warm.
It was warm. And this entire month, we're talking about air conditioning. Now, it's not the same topic every single Saturday. We take different topics. One Saturday, we're going to be talking about the ductwork and how important that is and the role it plays. We're going to spend a Saturday talking about indoor air quality management. We're going to spend a Saturday talking about energy efficiency because it doesn't matter how good your air conditioning is. If you've got an energy hog home and leaks and everywhere, you're never going to save and get the SEER rating out of the new efficient equipment. You know, if you're trying to air condition an uninsulated
envelope. House. But today,
I was trying to think of a nice word to say, not
habitat.
Totally,
your crib.
alienate the new build industry.
Yeah. Well, the new build, I mean, the building that we're putting up today, it's really converted building trades into the building science. It really has become a science. What we're building today is so much better than what we were slamming up in the 60s. It's kind of shameful that I was a part of that. But I was young. I didn't know any better, right? So we've brought in a special guest today. You've heard us talking about air conditioning equipment. You've heard us talking about Trane, hard to stop a Trane. We have Richard Rojo, the sales leader for Trane Residential Equipment Supply, the entire Southwest District. We've got Richard in here to talk about air conditioning. Richard, and I'm going to feel today successful if we just kind of demystify air conditioning a little bit. I've tried explaining what it is to our listeners, but I'm not sure I've ever been successful. Maybe you could help me identify or define air conditioning.
Demystify. That's a cool word, Rosie.
Because we're trying to dehumidify.
Dehumidify, right. You guys have been talking about that all morning. I'm sitting there listening to you guys talk about humidity, and I'm like, hey, they're stealing my thunder here. But perfect segue. So, let's just keep it simple. Demystify air conditioning. Really, it just comes down to physics.
Yes, it does.
Hot goes to cold, right? So, in essence, all we're doing is trying to move hot air and humidity, of course, right now, out of the home. I get it now because as a kid, I used to get screamed at by my mother for leaving the door open, right? And now I understand why. Because you want to keep the door closed. Windows closed, right? Quit going in and out of the house. Because as soon as you open that door and if you leave it in, guess what happens? That hot air is going to go into that cold house. So in short, all your air conditioner is doing is moving all the hot air and humidity out of the house. Now, it's doing it by, again, hot goes to cold. It does it by taking the indoor coil, and we'll talk about this a little bit later.
Right.
But it takes the indoor coil, gets super duper cold. And the hot air and the humidity from the house is drawn to that coil. Now, you're probably asking, well, where's my coil? Where's my coil? Well, it's sucking it out through the return. That's why that filter gets plugged every month, because that's where it's sucking it out. So that cold coil beyond that filter is where everything's being drawn to.
And that's where all the condensate ends up.
That's correct.
And then we have to drain it out.
Right.
And you should really be seeing condensation out of your condensate drain this past week.
You hit the nail right in the head, Rosie, because that's right. Just like a cold can of soda, right? If you pull a cold can out of soda right now and you put it out and leave it out, it's going to start to sweat. And it's going to – that water, so same thing.
Right.
The hot air and humidity from your home are going to get drawn into that – past that filter and hit that cold air and moisture, or I'm sorry, that warmer air and moisture hit that cold coil. That coil is going to sweat. It drains down into a pan, and then of course it'll just flow out into a PVC, and that's what you guys were talking about earlier. If you've got an attic set up, then to your point, Romy, earlier, you've got two. Everybody who's got a ground air conditioner. And if you've got an attic unit, air handler or furnace, you've got two pieces of PVC, one lower, one higher. If the water is flowing out of your bottom one, that's good. That means it's working, it's cooling, it's designed, and water's coming out of there. If it comes out of the top one, like you guys said earlier, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's coming out of your secondary drain pan. Now, drain pans are per code.
That's the backup.
That's the backup.
So when the backup goes out, we're out of fail-safe.
Correct. But exactly, guys, like that secondary pan, right? You know, water doesn't play by the rules sometimes, so it's supposed to if I could, the listeners could picture just this huge pan under the entire – Big old cookie sheet sitting right under the unit, and it's supposed to catch any water that would potentially drain out of this corner, that corner. So it's oversized. But sometimes water will catch a beam and drain over here, and then you get it. And unfortunately, you don't find that out until it breaks through your drywall ceiling, and that's a huge mess.
That's a mess.
I like that terminology. Water doesn't play by the rules.
It doesn't. So air conditioning can be done in a single unit, package unit. We can put those up on the roofs.
Traditionally on the roof here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right. Correct. Or we can do it with a split system where you've got an air handling piece of equipment in the house, but you have another piece of equipment outside the house. Okay.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. So we take a compressor and we take this gas and we charge it under high amounts of pressure and send it inside the house.
Correct.
As it's going in the house, it's losing its pressure and it's expanding. And in doing that, it ices up, cools off extremely.
Correct.
You pass that through the radiator, which is
the coil,
right. Which is little fins.
So it looks like, yep.
And you're dissipating this cold that the gas is creating by its expansion. Like you say, it's all physics.
It is.
So we take this Freon that we've used for years. I don't guess we don't technically use Freon right now, do we?
Freon is actually a brand name. We call it refrigerant.
Okay.
But everybody out there calls it Freon, so let's call it Freon. Okay. That's fine.
So as it's expanding, it's cooling. We grab that cooling, dissipate it through the coils, and then we ask the fan to come on and move air across those coils. That's how we cool our homes.
I'm impressed. Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Then that gas has to return to the outdoor unit.
It's a loop. That's right.
And be recompressed to be sent back into the coil to expand and cool off.
That's correct. It's constantly moving, exactly how you said it. That's right.
And the compressor's the bad boy in the whole deal.
It's the engine it's the engine of a car. Yep. It's the heart of your body. It's pumping. It's pushing. That people know that compressor, to your point, if you look at your rooftop unit, you'll see that bad boy sitting in there. On the ground unit outside, which we call a condenser, that compressor is sitting inside of that compressor. And that compressor is sitting inside of that condenser.
Condenser. And that little fan that's turning on the top of that, what's that doing?
That's actually cooling that compressor, because if that's off, that'll heat, overheat that compressor, and it'll shut off. And people got to be aware of that too. I've been in the industry 21 years, gentlemen, and I've seen a lot. When I was on the contractor side for many years, we would come out to a home, and it's sad because there's some people where it's like, hey, someone just came out and told me I need a brand new unit because my compressor's bad. And it's like, well, it's bad? Okay, like, what do you mean by bad? Like, there's certain – they should be telling you it's, you know, shorted to ground or shorted to turn, or it's overamp, you know, something like that. But we've gone out many times and said, well, your compressor tripped, almost like, you know, tripped a breaker, but, I mean, the compressor tripped on high head. It got too hot, and the safety kicked in, and it shut off. It does that on purpose. But that's only, Rosie, because that condenser fan motor stopped running, caused the compressor to go out, and...
But the margins on the compressor are a lot better than the screw.
Right. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, guys, there's some shady people out there. And right, we're always – at Train, we're always trying to train our contractors. We're always trying to get the message out to the listeners, right? Go find you a qualified contractor that's APS certified. Go on Rosie's website and make sure they're in the Rosie family. Go to train.com, BBB, all that good stuff. But there are some bad apples out there, and people are – they've got their guard up.
Yeah. And they should. It's technical equipment. Most homeowners have no idea what engineering and physics are involved in accomplishing it. And I tell people all the time, the worst thing in the world you can do is pick an air conditioning contractor for your home from a phone solicitation. The worst way on the planet.
With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Unfortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.